The following program
is pre-recorded.
You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. John Easter with you here on this Friday morning, and this should be a spectacular one because coming up after school today, it is spring break. That's right. Spring break starts in the MSD of Wayne Township after the dismissal of school today. So over the next 2 weeks, your assignment, your homework is to not think about school, if at all possible, to get out and to enjoy all there is to offer either in Indianapolis or across the country or across the world if you're heading out outside of the country. Please be safe wherever you go and really enjoy yourself, because this will be a really amazing time to just kind of get away and quit thinking about school, quit thinking about you know, the day-to-day of what goes on here, and instead think about having some fun. Hopefully you get to do that. I'm going to be sticking around Indy, but there will be a lot to do over the next 2 weeks, so we're going to talk about that with our guest coming up here in just a minute on Voices of the West Side. But as you well know, before we can get to any of that, we have to get to that thing over on the wall called
The Big Board.
Yep, it's the big board coming up on Friday from 5 to 7. The Bridgeport Masonic Lodge still having their drive-through fish fries on Friday. This is the last one, however, because Easter is coming up, which will signify the end of Lent for a lot of Catholic individuals. And I know that a lot of places have fish fries on Fridays to cater to those individuals. So 5 to 7 p.m. will be the time tonight at the Bridgeport Masonic Lodge over Bridgeport and Morris Street. That's where that is. So check them out if you want to get some fish. The Indy Parks Backyard Bass Class. Got to be careful how you say that. March 28th from 12 to 1:30 at Cranert Park. You need to register, so go online to parks.indy.gov and register. Also, coming up on April the 3rd, there will be an Easter egg hunt at 10 o'clock a.m. for ages 1 to 5 at Cranert Park. It is a $2 fee, so keep that in mind. Coming up on April the 8th, it will be the National Weather Service holding their next spotter talk here in Indianapolis, April 8th at 3 p.m. at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Check that out. And this one sounds really interesting. Coming up on April 1st, April Fool's Day, it is Sherlock Holmes and Beginning of Forensic Science. 5:30 p.m. April 1st at the Indiana Medical History Museum, which is right over on Washington Street. If you haven't checked that out, near the location of the old Central State Hospital. That is pretty cool. Also, here at Ben Davis High School, the eSports program is having a very special event. The MIC eSports Invitational will be here at Ben Davis High School on April 11th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It'll be here at Ben Davis. Mr. Trevor Smith and the eSports program doing great things. Their spring finals is actually coming up on April 25th, which is the same day as the WBDG 60 Marathon, which is coming up less than a month now, the 24th and 25th. We'll talk much more about that after we get back from break. All right, so getting the big board out of the way.
The big board!
Switching gears now. Last Friday, I had a chance to sit down with the IMPD police chief, Tanya Terry. Now, she called in over the phone, and we talked about a wide variety of different things. Interview runs over 20 minutes, so here it is. My interview with Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department Chief Tanya Terry. On the phone with us this morning, we're honored to have an important community leader with us, Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Chief Tanya Terry. Police Department Chief, I should say. Tanya Terry is with us this morning. Chief Terry took over back in January as chief, and approaching now your 2-month anniversary in the role. So we're so appreciative that you've taken the time to talk to us, especially during this time in preparation for the Final Four. So good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, and it's a privilege to be with you this morning.
So, you know, I mentioned the Final Four. It's in town next weekend. We're you know, like I said to you before we started recording, we're recording this interview on the 20th of March. So it's 2 weeks for us, but from the time that we air this program, it will be the next weekend, April 4th through the 6th. So Final Four coming to town. What are some of the things that people should be aware of as the Final Four comes in town into town? And what are some of the things that people may not know that IMPD does to make this a successful event?
Well, I could tell you that while it may be just a week away by the time you all are hearing this, preparations have been underway deep into last year in 2025 to make this all possible. And the level of planning that goes into an event to this magnitude is really incredible and probably not something that comes front of mind for those that just get to come downtown and enjoy the event without really thinking about the many people and agencies and organizations that all have to come together and plan every detail of the event. So we're certainly really excited to host people from all over the country to celebrate the NCAA Final Four. We're going to have a lot of visitors, and hopefully we'll have a lot of local residents that might come downtown, because there's going to be no shortage of events and activities to take part in. We'll have the concert all weekend, multiple games that'll span from Hinkle Fieldhouse to Gainbridge Fieldhouse to the Final Four events at Lucas Oil Stadium. There's going to be activations throughout downtown. And what you're going to see is IMPD officers everywhere downtown. And that's going to come in the form of officers that are on foot. You're going to see us on bicycles. You're going to see us in patrol cars, maybe on all-terrain vehicles. And one of the most fun things that you'll see is our officers that'll be on horseback downtown. Our horses are always a hit with the crowds and officers that are on the horses, and the horses themselves are super friendly. So people are usually excited to see them downtown. And then some of the things that you may not see is that we're going to have officers that you maybe not, won't see that are in plain clothes or in undercover capacity to ensure everything is going the way that it's supposed to go and that everybody stays safe.
Chief Tanya Terry of IMPD is joining us here on Voices of the West Side. And, you know, you talked about it. Not only do you have the Final Four, but you have the NIT, which is also in town, all the concerts and everything else that's going on. So if someone dials 911 and needs service, how do you make sure everyone gets covered?
Well, I'll tell you that we're going to have an abundance of officers downtown in the downtown concentrated area. But that doesn't mean that our services throughout the city are going to suffer at all. We are going to be using, you know, efficiencies and using our resources widely across the city. But I'll also say that when somebody calls 911 for an emergency, we're going to be there and we're going to respond and be prepared for that. The other thing is there's always for I would say incidents that maybe are not an emergency, we have a multitude of ways that people can make a report or let us know about that. And so we have an online reporting system. We have phones that can be taken over the phone, reports that can be taken over the phone. And then we have our district roll call sites where we have public assistance officers that can take police reports in person at our district headquarters. And those are Monday through Friday. So there's a multitude of ways that we can still continue to ensure the community is served and has what they need. But certainly if somebody's going to pick up the phone and call 911 for an emergency, our officers are going to be ready and prepared to respond.
IMPD Chief Tanya Terry joining us here on Voices of the West Side. So that kind of gets the business coming up here in Indianapolis the next couple of weeks out of the way. And just kind of backing up now, as we mentioned there in the introduction, this is coming up on your second month on the job as police chief of IMPD. You've been with the department for 27 years. And, you know, I was reading and thought that was kind of interesting because I've been in this job 27 years. So we kind of mirror each other in that respect. But, you know, also my great-grandfather was an IPD officer way back in the 19-teens and 20s. He worked as essentially like a paramedic, which was under their area of responsibility back then with the big Stutz cars. And Grandma always used to talk about how he loved to drive those and things. He died well before I was born, but I actually have one of his badges and his, for his hat. I have the badge that was on his hat, which is kind of cool to have those. But, you know, that's my family history with IPD. But now that you've been a leader for several years in IMPD, what made you want to kind of move over and become the chief of the department?
Well, I'll tell you, I have to be honest about that. When I started 27 years ago, I was working a beat on the near west side or near north side of town by Crown Hill. And I worked at night. And I really thought at the time that I'm going to do this my entire career because I loved it that hard. I never really thought that when I first took the oath of office that I would ever have any aspirations to become the chief of police. But that changed over the last several years when I took formal leadership roles within the agency. And with every step in supervision, I realized the opportunity that I had to have a positive influence of those who are around me. And that first started when I was a field sergeant and I had, you know, a smaller shift of officers that I had direct responsibility for. And I just saw that incredible opportunity for positive influence and what a difference that other supervisors had on my personal life and my professional life during my career. So as I continued to rise within the ranks, I had a lot of encouragement from those around me that considering chief of police is something that I should do. And I was certainly encouraged and pushed in that direction by those around me, which is a really incredible feeling to have the support of both people in the community and the great men and women of IMPD that really wanted to see that happen. So certainly it was a privilege and an honor to be seen in that light and a responsibility that I don't take lightly. And I certainly am honored to serve in that role.
Chief Tanya Terry joining us from IMPD this morning. Chief, I grew up here on the West Side. My family, as I mentioned, has a history here on the West Side. My grandma, who I've referenced, she grew up on Tibbs. You grow up in the area and it kind of gets in your blood. I know you're also someone who grew up in Indianapolis. So if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you grew up and maybe how that has impacted you in your decision to become a police officer.
Well, I know the students of Ben Davis are going to be listening to this broadcast. So I'm going to share a little tidbit. I actually grew up on the east side of town and graduated from Warren Central High School. And even back in the 90s, I graduated, I'm going to say the date, 1991. And I know the students that are listening weren't born even at that time. So they're going to think I'm ancient. But even then in the 90s, we had a football rivalry with Ben Davis. So Warren Central and Ben Davis. And I grew up on the east side playing sports. Now, of course, football wasn't my sport, but a different form of football. I played soccer over on the east side, and I was a part of the first female soccer team that we had for Warren Central. So growing up on the east side of town, being a longtime resident of this community, I continue to live here in Indianapolis and in Marion County. And I actually have two kids of my own who are juniors in high school. They go to a local high school here as well. And so I'm completely invested. Not only am I responsible for public safety in Marion County and in Indianapolis, but I'm also a resident and I'm a part of this community. So everything that happens here, it not only matters to me professionally, but it matters to me personally.
So you mentioned there your family. How do you balance everything you do as chief of police and also being just Tanya Terry when you're not chief of police at home?
Well, I will say that's challenging, and I've learned that the last couple of months in my new role. The demands for my time and the level of responsibility that I have are demanding, and I just have to be intentional about my time and maybe steal those moments with my family, sometimes maybe during unconventional times, because police work is a 24/7 operation, and certainly you never know when something's going to come up that will pull me away from time at home. But if I have a light schedule on a random, you know, Tuesday afternoon and a chance to go do something with my family, I'll steal those moments. But at the same time, I like to include my family in things that have to do with work. So it's not uncommon for my kids to accompany me to a community event or my family to be alongside me at some of the events that I attend. And then being intentional about balancing my schedule and certainly blocking some time for the importance of time with my family and friends and unplugging from the responsibilities.
You are the first woman to lead IMPD as a trailblazer, and of course it is Women's History Month, so what does that mean to you to be the first to do something, specifically be the chief of IMPD?
Well, it's humbling beyond words to be the first female police chief. It's humbling beyond words to be the chief of this great police department in and of its own, and I certainly don't take that lightly, and I recognize the significance and the impact that that can have, especially when it comes to young female officers, and I would say to the young male officers as well, who are starting out their career right now, hopefully enjoying their time being a beat patrol officer. But this represents to them that anything is possible in the coming years for their profession. And even some of you that might be listening to this broadcast right now and wondering where your place is in this world, I would tell you, reach for the stars. Anything is possible. Take control of your own destiny and be intentional about making a difference in your community. And then additionally, I certainly would be remiss if I failed to recognize the fact that there's no way I would be the chief of police without the many trailblazing women who came before me and paved the way for me. And I hope that they know who they are. I was just talking yesterday about the fact that I was special and privileged enough to have two female training officers as a rookie officer that I got to learn from, and certainly learned firsthand from them that there's nothing I can't do just because of my gender or even my size, that this profession is for me just as much as it's for anybody else. And I have that same message for anybody who's listening.
Kind of related to this discussion, how do you ensure that IMPD looks like Indianapolis, the diversity that is our city? How do you make sure that is reflected in the officers that you have on the street?
Well, certainly, we know that women make up 51% of our population, yet, you know, we're sitting around 13 or 14% of our workforce. Sworn officers are about 13 to 14% female. So that's a challenge for us. But we certainly have to pay attention to that and ensure that we are actively recruiting people in our community to come and work with IMPD so that we can be reflective and representative of every portion and every segment of our community. So it's certainly front of mind for me. It's front of mind for our staff and our recruiting unit, that we want to make connections and make relationships with every segment of our population and just try to identify those within our community that have a heart to serve and be intentional about reaching every segment of our population so that they know that they're welcome and they're invited, and that it's very important for them to serve in this capacity so that we can be sensitive to every type of person, and regardless of their background, so that we can be good community partners and serve our public well.
IMPD Police Chief Tanya Terry is joining us here on Voices of the West Side, and you alluded to it when we first talked off air, but I know one of the reasons why you accepted our invitation was to maybe talk directly to the students who might be listening to this program, as well as parents and other folks who might be tuning in. And we know that it's going to be a very busy summer. You've got the Indy 500 coming up, Indiana Black Expo, concerts, all the other things that happen in the city over the summer. And I know that has presented challenges at times for IMPD. So not maybe looking at the negative side, but what is your message to our youth in this community and directly to our teens who might be listening to this program this morning?
Well, I would say that we invite you to have a safe summer, have a safe spring break. We want you to do that in a respectful and responsible way. Certainly, I mean, I have two teenagers of my own. It's not lost on me, and it's not lost on IMPD that kids are curious, that you want to go out and you want to have experiences, you want to have fun, you want to try new things, you want to have time with your friends, and we want you to know that there are safe ways that you can go about that. There are plenty of summer programs, resources, safe places that you can go. And we have a lot of community partnerships to provide those venues for you to do those same things. I would also say that I don't want you all to grow up too fast. Sometimes you are undoubtedly going to be faced with choices and decisions that peer pressure is a real thing, that you guys are going to have some difficult choices that you're going to face. But I would encourage you not to grow up too fast and make decisions that are not going to impact you for the rest of your life. And I want you to view IMPD as a safe place, a safe partner, and somebody, every one of our officers, we're here to help. And we want you to be safe. We want you to be responsible. We want you to have fun and do all the things that teenagers are supposed to do throughout the summer. But we also don't want you to get hurt in the process. So think about those things, the things that both your parents and me as your police chief are asking of you are really so that you have a long, healthy, happy life ahead of you, and your decisions that you're making right now aren't going to have negative implications for the rest of your life.
Chief Tanya Terry is joining us here on Voices of the West Side this morning. She is the police chief of the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department. And we know that IMPD and other agencies here in town have made significant progress in a lot of areas. So I didn't know if you maybe wanted to talk about some of the progress that's been made against crime here in the city.
Well, I would say that absolutely. Over the last 4 years, we've seen over 40% decrease in our violent crime, criminal homicides in particular. And a lot of that has to do with a very broad approach that's not just based on enforcement. Of course, it is our responsibility to identify and hold accountable people that are committing crimes in our community. But at the same time, we have to acknowledge that sometimes there are underlying contributors, you know, to reasons people might be involved in criminal activity. And we want to try to be mindful to partner with other city agencies and community partners to provide appropriate resources to try to also prevent people from heading down that path. So our approach has been in partnership with our Office of Public Health and Safety, where we offer people who are at high risk in our community options and opportunities to make different choices in their life. And we have found that to be an effective dual approach. So IMPD can be an enforcement arm of that approach, but we also are partnering with others who are providing opportunities and resources so that people feel empowered to make choices that don't have a negative impact both on them and on public safety.
Chief Tanya Terry with us again here this morning on Voices of the West Side. And about 20 years ago, believe it or not, we had a program that was the forerunner of this program called School Talk with Emerson. And Chief Jerry Barker was one of his first guests on the program. And I remember this quote so vividly because it really brought up the point that people are choosing maybe the wrong way to solve their differences. And he was specifically talking about guns, and he didn't understand why people chose that method to solve a difference that may be something very menial, you know, in the whole scheme of things. You think about just the other day, we heard about the Castleton issue at the steakhouse, where people are solving differences with guns. And how do you combat things like that as IMPD and as the police chief, or can you help with education maybe in that regard?
Well, absolutely. It's certainly disheartening and disappointing to see that we, you know, 20 years later are continuing the conversation about how we resolve our conflicts and how we resolve our differences. And time again, we see conflict born out of some form of disrespect. And certainly that can be in person, like you just alluded to with the incident that happened in Castleton recently, or it can be through other means. Now we have certainly greater access to online and social media, where people feel even more empowered to say things about other people and maybe things that may or may not be true about other people, and for others to be impacted by some hurtful language. And it's certainly disheartening to see that disrespect may be a common denominator in a lot of conflicts. And so what can we do about that? Well, we're certainly committed to continuing our partnerships that we have leveraged, that we've seen success in doing. With the crime reductions that we've seen, our officers continue to be dedicated to drive positive change and provide those resources. Some of those are, we do have an Office of Conflict Resolution that we make referrals to for people that have differences, especially when IMPD can become aware of them early on. We'll make referrals for people to be connected to our Conflict Resolution Center to learn about those other ways that they can resolve issues. And sometimes we'll see that a lot with this, like neighborhood disputes or disputes between neighbors and residents. The other thing is the just the idea of recognizing the humanity in one another. And just because somebody says something to you or about you or to somebody else or type something bold on the internet, doesn't mean that we have to react and maybe think about what's going on with that person to cause them or make them feel like they can say something about somebody else. Certainly, nobody knows what's going on with somebody else. And I would call on everyone in the community to be the bigger person and not allow yourself to be impacted by disrespectful comments or put downs or things like that, because it's simply not worth making decisions that can impact either the rest of your life or the rest of somebody else's life. Really think long term, think about your future, think about other ways that maybe you can resolve differences and be inquisitive and ask deeper questions. But I think the bottom line of that is recognizing that each one of us are bound by the common denominator that we're all human, And we all have different things going on in our lives that contribute to our behavior and our choices and our decisions. And if we can even give each other a little bit of grace once in a while, certainly think our community would be a lot better place.
Well, Chief, I know we've taken up a lot of your time here this morning and you're very busy, and I think that's a good place to end it because that's a great sentiment. Anything else you'd like to share with us this morning?
No, I know that you all are heading into, I think, your spring break.
Yes.
And I would encourage you to make the most of your time away. This is a time for you to take a break, to enjoy time with your friends. I would encourage you to do that in a safe and healthy way. Continue to make good choices for each other and, put the schoolwork down and take a break and enjoy yourselves. But we're here if you need us. We always want to be a good partner to you. And I'm certainly proud of you guys for all the work that you're doing.
Well, Chief, if there's anything else that we can do for you, just let us know. We are at your disposal if you need us.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great week.
All right. Chief Tanya Terry joining us here on Voices of the West Side. Thanks again. So there you have it. That was a nice 20-some minute interview there, 26 minutes, I guess it was, or thereabouts, with the police chief, Tanya Terry of IMPD. So pleased to have had her with us here on Voices of the West Side. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not much more to say other than have a very happy, safe, and healthy spring break. And we'll see you back here, hopefully, all happy and healthy and rested coming up in April. That's going to wrap up Voices of the West Side.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.